This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. The FBI and two federal agencies warn that U.S. hospitals are under sustained ransomware attack. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Cybersecurity experts, both in the government and private companies, say a number of hospitals have been hit this month and hundreds more are threatened in the attacks which ransomware is installed by Russian-speaking suspects on the hospital computer systems, which can only be unlocked with software keys provided by the thieves once the ransom is paid. Microsoft and others have been countering the takeover efforts. Last month, an attack hobbled all 250 facilities in the Universal Health Systems chain across the country, leading to chaotic conditions directly affecting patient care. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country and face charges. At a news conference, the Assistant Attorney General John Demers says that the defendants are accused of participating in the Chinese government operation known as Fox Hunt.
Without coordination with our government, China's repatriation squads enter the sovereign territory of the United States, surveil and locate the alleged fugitives, and deploy intimidation and other tactics to force them back into China, where they would face certain imprisonment or worse following illegitimate trials.
A former Trump administration official who penned a scathing anti-Trump op-ed and book under the pen name Anonymous is making his identity public. Miles Taylor, a former chief of staff at the Department of Homeland Security, says in a tweet, "Donald Trump is a man without character. It's why I wrote a warning." Trump says Taylor is now a low-level lowlife that I don't know. Taylor has been an outspoken critic of Mr. Trump in recent months. This is VOA News. Two leading drug makers have agreed to provide 200 million doses of their potential COVID-19 vaccine to the COVAX facility. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The alarming weekly figure is the shortest time ever for such an exponential increase since the pandemic began. The UN Health Agency says deaths were also on the rise in Europe, with about a 35% spike since the previous week. The agency also notes that hospitalizations and intensive care unit occupancy due to COVID-19 has increased in 21 countries, estimating about 18% of patients were hospitalized, with about 7% needing ICU support or breathing machines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France will go back into a nationwide lockdown starting this week to try to contain the COVID-19 epidemic that is again threatening to spiral out of control. French President Emmanuel Macron revealed the measures during a Wednesday address. They come into force Friday and will mean people have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or use their daily one-hour allocation of exercise. People will not or still be allowed to go to work if their employer deems it impossible for them to do the job from home. And in a departure from the previous lockdown in March, most schools will remain open. Meanwhile, Germany will impose an emergency month-long lockdown that includes the closure of restaurants, gyms, and theaters to reverse a spike in coronavirus cases that risk overwhelming hospitals. The Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Wednesday that effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will shut down and concerts canceled as well. Professional sports events will be allowed to be held only without spectators. People will be asked not to travel for private, non-essential reasons, and overnight stays in hotels will be available only for necessary business trips. At least one person has died as Hurricane Zeta pounds New Orleans and much of the Gulf Coast with heavy rains and howling winds. The storm ripped apart rooftops and knocked out power to more than 630 customers in three states. A Louisiana coroner says a man died after being electrocuted by downed power lines. Forecasters say the Category 2 storm made landfall in southeastern Louisiana with 110 mile-per-hour winds that pushed seawater ashore. It later weakened to a Category 1, but heavy rains and tornadoes are possible overnight across the Deep South. Tropical storm warnings extended through northern Georgia and into the Carolinas. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.